Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today I have a very special guest. I am so excited to have her here. Devonny Freeman will be with us today, and I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate all of you taking time out of your busy day to spend it here with us on the show. I am so honored that you do that. You know, I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world and leave an impact, be of service. And perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us on the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you're going to find great value from this awesome show. I'm so excited to have Devonny here today. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you always feel your time was well spent. And please join us on Facebook at Entrepreneur Mastery. It's a place where we can all support and connect one another. And I'm really active in that community as well. So I put the link to that as well as my website on the show page. And of course, all of Devonny's information is there as well. Her website and her awesome gift that she's offering to all of you who are listening. And you can find the links to this show on several internet, podcast directories like, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, Speaker, SoundCloud, the list goes on. And the best way to find all of those easily is to just go to my website at BonnieGressel.com. All of the icons for all those other directories are there for you. So I am so excited to have Devonny here with us today. Now, it's my great honor to introduce to you Devonny Freeman. Devonny Freeman is the founder of Heart-Centered Social and has worked with hundreds of heart-centered and high-vibe entrepreneurs to build their online audience, attract more clients, and make more money through lucrative social media strategies. Devonny leads and mentors women through the Online Impact Society, which is an exclusive community for women on the rise. In addition, Devonny runs a boutique agency, Heart-Centered Social, for entrepreneurs who are ready to hand over their social media and Facebook ad marketing so that they can scale their business to the next level. And with that, clients get support, traffic, a kick-ass team to implement with ease. Join me now in welcoming Devonny Freeman to the show. Well, welcome, Devonny. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to share with us here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. I know you're a busy person, so thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. My pleasure.
You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to this story. Would you share with us a little bit about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Yes, absolutely. So I've had, as most people, like a crazy journey. I wasn't always a woman in marketing. I actually have a zero marketing degree. I didn't go to school for marketing. I was actually a hairstylist out of high school, and I did hair for about 6 years, and it was about a nudge 5 years into that from the universe telling me I was meant to do something more. I was meant to be more. I had this deeper calling. I wanted to make more money, more freedom. I wanted to make an impact, but I didn't know how to do that exactly. And so that's when I looked for other opportunities, and I started with Craigslist, and I went to Craigslist, and I was like, what job sounds fun? Like something with long-term potential, something with growth, something where I can make more money, something where I can have more freedom. And I landed myself in a legal job, which was really interesting. And I don't recommend working for attorneys. But this led me to meeting a woman who had an opportunity where she just got a job at an advertising company. And she said, Devonny, I am having so much fun. I'm making great money, but I'm helping all of these amazing small businesses with their marketing. And I was like, wow, like, tell me more. And before I know it, I was interviewing for this company, and that started off my journey in marketing. Again, no experience, pure, like, I will do whatever I need to do to work hard, you know, for this company. And they hired me, and I learned everything from direct mail to search engine marketing to selling yellow page ads. Like, it was old school. And it was right during the time when marketing, traditional advertising, was declining really fast. Mm-hmm. And this was the same time that everybody was like, wow, this Google thing is taking off. Wow, social media, like, more and more people were jumping on Facebook. Nobody was using MySpace anymore. And it was just like pivotal time. And so here I am working for this company. I'm loving what I'm doing. I'm moving to inside to outside sales. And then about a year and a half into it, I realized that their products were not delivering what we were sold to, like, promise them as. Mm. And there was a lot of things that I didn't believe in that the company was doing. And I have such a big heart. I'm very, like, I believe in high integrity and honesty. And I couldn't sell the products any longer. And I knew that's when I needed to turn to something else. And my boyfriend at the time was a long time entrepreneur. And he was like, well, you need to look into a home-based business. So he got me into a health and wellness business. And I turned to social media. And I was like, how do I leverage social media and market this? I jumped on social media. I was doing it all wrong. I was spamming people. I was like, you need to buy this product. Like, I was doing everything that I tell people not to do. Like, I was doing that in the beginning. And then I learned how to position myself as an expert, how to lead with value. It is not about the product or the service. It's not about buy, 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 sell, sell, sell. It's about give, give, give. And when I started to switch this mindset and I started to create a brand around who I wanted to position myself as, which had nothing to do with my product, but more about how can I help somebody figure out a solution to their problem, I started getting sales for my home-based business. Mm-hmm. And that's when I quickly realized, wow, like, so many business owners don't understand this. They are still, like, doing it the wrong way, or they're trying and they're learning some stuff, but they're not getting the right results. And so that's what led me into where I am today, where I've been in building a social media and Facebook advertising agency, helping to manage that, and also courses and masterminds and teaching, and really focus on heart-centered entrepreneurs.
Oh, I love that. You know, and maybe, I mean, I love that about you. And I have for ever since I've been following you, because you really, I mean, you wear your heart in your sleeve. It's there. I mean, you know, people get what they, you know, what they expect to get. And it doesn't surprise me that you couldn't stay with that other company, because it just was rubbing you the wrong way.
Yeah. I couldn't, like, it was so out of alignment.
Yeah.
That I took the risk, and it was so scary. I mean, I had this salary, you know, I had all these bills coming in. I had bought myself a new car. Like, I had all these responsibilities, and I was like, whoa, like, I am stepping into the complete unknown. Like, I have a few clients that I know that I could probably get right away, but still I'm not sure. And it was one of the scariest things I've ever done in my life, was making that leap.
Yeah, but you did. And you know, and it turned out fabulous. And I am so excited to talk with you about, and have you share about, challenges. You know, that's just, it's just such a cool thing these days that people are talking about and people are doing, and I'm very interested in it. So I am excited to dive into that, because one of the things that I see you being really good at is helping people get out there and build a list and get clients and actually have success.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yep.
So tell us a little bit about, like, say somebody comes to you and says, okay, I want to do a challenge, but I don't know the first thing about it. Where would you start with them?
Yes. So the first thing I ask is, okay, so you want to do an online challenge. I ask them a little bit about, well, what is your end goal of your challenge? Mm-hmm. Are you wanting to enroll people into a course? Are you wanting to sell one-on-one services? Are you wanting to have a group coaching program? Are you wanting to, you know, get people into a local business, whatever that may be? And knowing what the end result is first can help reverse engineer on if an online challenge is the right strategy. And if you're mm-hmm. a service provider or an online coach, most of the time, I'm going to say a challenge is the right strategy for you, a 5-day challenge. And the reason why is because it gives people a taste of what it's like to work with you without them having to invest in anything yet besides giving you their email and their name and their time. Mm-hmm. And we all know that those are two very valuable assets these days, an email address and someone's time. So that's how we determine, like, if somebody should go live and do an online challenge. And most of the time, it's going to be a yes question, depending on what that end result is. And I've had so many case studies over and over again of selling out courses, selling out group coaching programs and things like that because of the interaction and the closeness that you get from bringing people on that journey.
Mm. And that I can really see how that relates, because you have to, you know, you have them. I mean, you have that relationship that you're already building, and you can build it in that short period of time. So, you know, let's kind of back up just a little bit. And for our listeners who might not know exactly what a challenge is, let's talk about that a little bit. How, I mean, I know there's lots of different ways that you can do it, but choose one, you know, like maybe the free challenge that your free gift is about. Tell us about what that is so that people have an understanding of what they're actually getting into.
Yes, yes. So an online challenge is basically it's a challenge. Like, you are getting people to go through a journey where they're taking little tiny action steps over the course of a period of time, whether that's 5 days or 7 days or 10 days. And everybody is going through this process together. And we refer to it as a challenge because usually, like, it's a challenge that you're overcoming, or you could call it a series or a boot camp. But it's where everyone comes together, and you either come together in a private Facebook group, or they come together on your Facebook page, or maybe you're doing it just via email. We can talk a little bit more about the logistics, but they're hearing from you and they're getting an action step from you every day consecutively over the course of a period of a time that gets to an end result that solves the problem and gives them a solution for what they want. So it's really fun. You can make them interactive, but they're also really tiny baby steps. So again, it's like giving people a taste of what it's like to work with you. And what's great is that you've got the energy of a group of people doing it together collectively, and then also getting that access to you and being able to impact many versus just one-on-one type of situation.
Mm. So what have been, you know, some of your results in online challenges? I assume that you've done a whole bunch of them. What kinds of results have you or your clients had from those?
Yeah. So my very first challenge that I did about 4 years ago was an Instagram challenge, and it was a 10-day Instagram challenge. And I brought people through everything they needed to do to get their Instagram channel optimized, on how to create content, how to use hashtags. But it was done. They got little bits of content every day. And from there, that resulted in a $58,000 launch that I had. It was absolutely extraordinary. And what I sold on the back end was a group coaching program. So I drove Facebook traffic to that challenge, which is how I got almost 1,000 women signed up for that.
Wow.
And then I got that converted into a group coaching program. And that was the results from the first one. Another one, one of my clients, she is a health coach. And so we did a 10-day clean eating challenge with her. And we ran Facebook ad traffic to that. She had a budget under $1,000 for that. I think we spent about $900, and she got 1,500 people into her first challenge. But it was a really, really great ripple effect that was created from that. Mm. She got asked to speak on 2 podcasts because of people seeing the momentum and seeing the buzz online. She also got a spot at her local news station because they also saw her. And she made $22,000 after. So she was selling I think it was a $400 health coach training, and then also she got a handful of health coaches that wanted to be certified as a coach underneath her umbrella, and each of those spots were $3,000. So in total, she made $22,000 from that $900 Facebook ad spend.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, that kind of brings me to another question. You know, some people do free challenges and some people do paid challenges. And I think sometimes the perception is if you do a free challenge that there is no, you don't make any money at it. But you just, I mean, it's what comes after the challenge then. It's you know, building that relationship in and offering them something else. Because there's always going to be people who want more, right?
Exactly. It's always what comes after it. So you want to, when you think about what should I do a challenge about, you also want to think about, well, what would be the first step if I wanted somebody to be in the perfect mindset and position to understand why it's important to invest in my program? What's the foundational training I would like them to go through, and give that to them for free? Mm. And also don't be like connected to it of I'm only doing this, you know, to get them to buy. Like do it to get them to serve, because not everybody's going to buy from you.
Right.
And we all know that it takes multiple touches. You know, I have clients that are like, I've been following you for 2 years and I'm ready to jump in now, you know? But it's getting them primed and ready. Like I want to get my audience to a certain level and a certain understanding. So that way, when they do come in to work with me, they're like at the perfect place because they get things.
Mm. Oh, that's such a good point. And, you know, there's going to be a couple, you know, people that, you know, want to go further with you, but you're right. It's coming from that place of service. And I think that's one of the things I really love the most about you, Devaney, is that place of service. And really that's what the holistic entrepreneur to me is all about. It's really more about who you are than what you do necessarily for a living.
Yes, exactly.
So say someone has an idea of what they want to, you know, the end result to be, and they come to you and it's a good fit for them to do an online challenge. How the person, you know, plan for something like that? You know, say they're going to do a 5-day or a 7-day thing. How do they prepare for that? I mean, there has to be some preparation, I would imagine.
Yes, exactly. So you want to first look at, okay, what is my topic going to be about? What is that juicy topic that's going to lead someone beautifully into what I have to offer? Then you want to decide, okay, how long is my challenge going to be? I really like the 5-day challenge. I think it's a sweet spot number. When you get past 5 days, people have a tendency to drop off. Then you want to decide, okay, do I want to go live? Do I want to do it to where I'm every day showing up on a Facebook Live every day for the challenge? Or do I want to pre-record videos? Do I want the videos to be of me, or do I want to do a PowerPoint presentation? I've done them all of those different ways and they all work. But some of the best ones that I've seen are Facebook Live, because of that real-time engagement, it can make it really powerful. So then you want to take a look at, okay, when is the date that I want to do this? Like, when is my launch date of what I want to launch afterwards, and kind of reverse engineer the timing around that. And then you also want to come up with your marketing plan. Like, you want at least a month prior to be able to start building the buzz and start to market it. How are you going to drive traffic to it? Are you going to use organic traffic? Are you going to use Facebook ads? And looking at all of those steps. And then it's putting together your outline of your content. It's the one mistake that I see a lot of entrepreneurs make with their content and online challenges is over delivering. Okay. More content is not better. And it's really the more empowering the content is. Do you want it to be inspiring? Do you want it to be motivating? What kind of emotion do you want to come from the content? And keeping it really simple, like their action step is simple, because you have to remember you're feeding them every single day. So you want to make sure that it's actionable steps that are doable. And the more little wins that someone has, the more they're going to keep at it, and the more they're going to have those good feelings during the challenge.
Oh, that's such a good point, Devaney. And I'm guilty. I know that I am, of over delivering all the time. So I can see where that's a challenge for people, not to use the word challenge in that regard, but no pun intended, but it's a challenge not to do that. If that's kind of, yeah. So pulling yourself it back is. A little bit.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting, because I was just listening to another podcast about this conversation about the over delivering, and it's a mindset. It's like, we want to make sure that people feel it's valuable enough, right? And so we're packing in all of these extra things and bonuses and things like that. But really, it doesn't do service for the person that's going through or purchasing or consuming your content. So it's more about setting that context ahead of time. This challenge is not going to be super overly complicated. I'm not loading a lot of stuff onto you, because I want you to actually take action. Mm-hmm. And so when you explain that in the beginning, which I would do in like a welcome video when they sign on or on your landing page, and then know and feel like that it's going to be powerful, even though it's simple, because it may be stuff for you that you're like, oh my gosh, this is so simple. People are not going to value this. But you have to understand, like, you are the genius of your craft, right? Yeah. Like, people don't know the amount that you know. And so I'm constantly have to be reminding myself, no, simplify it more. No, cut it down. No, I don't need to include all that. Like, keep it simple.
So speaking of simple, I know that life is busy for people. If people listening to the show today could only take away one thing, and maybe we've talked about it, maybe we haven't gotten to it yet, but what's the one most important thing that you really want to impress upon people that you hope that they remember from today's conversation?
Yeah. So the number one thing is that people are needing to hear your message right now. We are in a day and an age where people are needing your gifts and your services. And, you know, your audience of holistic entrepreneurs, like, the world is craving that. The world is craving you, and you've got to get your message out there. And I know it can be scary, and I know that it can be overwhelming, but the more that you continue to find your voice and continue to find that platform that lights you up and get your message out there. And you may feel that nobody's listening at the beginning, and it's really hard to build your momentum, but the one that is consistent is going to win in the end. And to continue to get out there and understand how powerful social media is as a tool to do that, and especially a strategy like online challenges. So definitely take a look at this and feel through this, because this has been a strategy that has created a lot of results for so many entrepreneurs.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for that. And, you know, I know that people are going to want more of you, Devaney, because I wish that we could spend more time on the show today, because I love, you know, hearing all of your bits of wisdom and your insights. But tell us, all of our listeners how they can get more of you, where, you know, they can find you and the stuff that you've got to offer. And I know that you have a wonderful free gift to share with people. So tell us how they can get more of Devonnie Freeman.
Yeah, so I am everywhere online as Devonnie Freeman. So D-E-V-A-N-I, Freeman, F-R-E-E-M-A-N. So you can go to devonniefreeman.com. You can go to Facebook, and my Facebook page is Devonnie Freeman, and on Instagram, Devonnie Freeman. And definitely check out what I have. I've got a ton of freebies to help support you. And then, of course, the freebie that you are all going to get from this podcast.
Awesome. And I know I've taken advantage of some of your freebies in the past, Devonnie, and they're fabulous. So I would encourage anyone who's listening, who's even thinking about, gosh, maybe is this for me? It's such valuable content. And I just want to thank you again for taking your time, because I know you're a busy person. Thank you so, so much for sharing with all of us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Bonnie. It's such a pleasure.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.